Radio B.
Good morning to Greta O'Leary.
Good morning.
How's it going? You've battled the traffic. I can't believe you came in all the way from the shore this morning.
I know. It was a new experience for me.
Crazy. I do not recommend. How long did it take? Just to give us a little time check on how long it's taking to get.
Probably like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But mostly just sitting in one spot. Like it was okay once you.
Once.
On the.
Where was it? Where was the pinch point? Just getting up over
Esmond Road, you know, that on ramp. Wow. Yeah, I would not like to take that every day.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, goodness me. Get a kayak, okay, if you're coming in from the shore. Hey, now, congrats, brand new album. First album out a couple of weeks ago, River Dark. Where do we start? Where did the journey for this record begin?
Well, it's hard to say because it's the first one. And so, in some ways, it's been building for. Like a decade or something, but in actuality, I think it was quite a quick turnaround in terms of writing, deciding to make it, and then writing the songs, and then getting them recorded. I spent a year, 2023, I think, that I was like just set my sights on an album, and I pretty much wrote every single song in that year.
Now, you've been living in Australia for a decent chunk of time, 2 or 3 years. Were you in Australia over this period? Did you write in Australia?
This was living in Pornicky, where I was the last few years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Now, how did that colour the album?
Well, I had a really great room with really big windows up on a hill, and you could see the planes coming in and out. It was a really like classic Wellington, and I just spent a lot of time alone. Actually, I just decided that everything in my life was distracting me from what I needed to do, and so I just sort of stopped most other things and spent a very, very dedicated 12 months largely in that room, just like producing the work. Yeah.
So recorded.
No, not recording. Just writing the songs. And
yeah, writing the
structures.
Songs. Now, who did you work with on the album? Is it? I see mention of Cass Basil and Joel Mulholland. Mm-hmm. How did they work in with you on this?
It was such a great experience. I had a quite a long mentorship with Tom Healy while I was writing these songs, and he was helping me to find my team for the album, he connected me up with Joel, and Joel and I decided to make it together, and we brought in Cass and Alistair Deverick on drums, who is a studio next door, and a few other wonderful people like Anita Clark and
all-star team.
Yeah, just so, and it happened really, really organically, like quite low stress, and often it was like spontaneous sessions. We were like, why don't we track bass today, like send a text message, and then
and
I feel really
Cass.
Really lucky because I'm definitely prone to overthinking and stress, and it's such a, when it means so much to you, you know, it's challenging. So it was like, it was lovely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it feel like it came together easily in the end, or was it a lot of work?
No, it came together quite easily. And I think I didn't always think it that, like I knew to some extent, but Joel tells me, he loves to talk about how I was complaining about how long it took. And then he was like, this is the quickest album I've ever made. So I think it was about a year ago that we did these songs, and I think we pretty much had done the majority of it within 2 weeks.
Yes.
It was just little, you know, all the finishing and mixing and stuff.
Now, what is obviously with the album out, there must be a live show in the works, or plans for a live show. You had the flu a couple of weeks ago, so you didn't get to do your release at the old folks Association, just off K Road. What is the plan? And who's in the live band? Who's assembled? Mm.
So we are we're just working on a new date for the Tamaki show, and I've got some touring in my sights. And in the live band, so we've got Joel playing guitar and Alistair playing drums, who played on the album. And then we've got Navar and Hina playing. So Navar plays bass and Hina, Amy, plays violin and flute.
Oh, wow. She's great, isn't she?
She is really great.
Man, she's got such an awesome voice when she sings as well.
Yeah, so she's...
Does she do any BBs?
She does do BBs. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so it's a really nice band. I feel really lucky.
It's a superstar band. Yeah. You can just say it's a band full
superstar
of superstars.
Band,
okay,
yeah,
rad.
Yeah.
Rad. Now, okay, we should also plug, people can listen to it online. Mm-hmm. Is it available physically or anything like that?
Yes, we have a vinyl. This was my most people's dream to release on vinyl, and we did it, and I was very involved. And it makes it so much more meaningful. We spent weeks agonizing about the cover and the back and the design and then the color of the vinyl. And there's so much that goes into a physical release. And then I went into Holiday and watched them all getting pressed and cut and listened to one that was still hot. It was very great.
Does it make a difference when it's hot?
I think it's probably not advisable to put it on there.
Oh, it's all stuck to the needle. Yeah, okay. Oh, awesome. Okay, great. Well, you've brought in a guitar.
Yes.
Would you like to play us one?
Yes, I'll play you a song.
Okay, I'll hop out of the way and talk us through it.
Cool. This is I Don't Know About Love Anymore, or affectionately, Id Killer is what we call it.
I don't know about love anymore. along with the quiet, I don't mind it. Driving in my car, windows down, music's on.
Such a beautiful treat. I can't every once in a while I sort of forget how good it is being in here and having the privilege to have people come in and perform live. It's so beautiful, mate. That sounded so good.
Oh, thank you.
What a special treat. Greta O'Leary, everyone out there, if you're tuned in, you're wondering, oh, what's going on? Greta O'Leary, I'll just open up my information. Brand new album out as of a couple of weeks ago. You can pick up River Dark on vinyl or the streaming services, and I guess we just keep an eye out for a new date for a Tamaki Makaurau show.
I'll let you know soon.
any other news you want to share with the BFM listenership?
It was number 9 in the Aotearoa album charts.
Okay.
This week.
Yes.
And it was number 4 on the independent music charts.
Oh, beaut.
For NZ albums. So, yeah, we're really, really stoked. It's the reception's been really great, and it's I've dedicated myself to this work, you know, for a couple of years. It's just so wonderful when you get some of that back coming back to you.
And I think if you pick it up on vinyl, people out there listening, it gets an extra bump, hey?
Huge bump compared to stream. I think it's like 1 point for a stream, and then it's like 1,000 points for a
actual record
purchase. Yeah.
But a beautiful record to have on vinyl, people, so well worth the investment. Greta, thank you so much for coming in, and we'll keep an eye out for the new show date, and hopefully you'll be back with the full band to do a session in the lounge soon.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. All right.
95 BFM.